Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. We just finished up Philadelphia's WWDB. Thanks to Marianne Costello, Sal Tartaglia, yours truly, Mark Mancini. Guest on that show, Marilyn Morales. Oh, my gosh, you got to check her out. She's an author, an RN, nurse. And, if they're going to start a show in Brooklyn, she would run it Good Morning Brooklyn. We also had Mark Heffernan in there talking about his podcast, Mark Men Madness. And now we lead it into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, WrestleTalk across the country, and they brought their pal back. It's the Three Amigos. And it's not Manny, Moe, and Jack. It's three guys that can talk wrestling and anything you want to talk about. Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier, and Clayton Trutor. Here's truly Mark Mancini producing it in Los Angeles. 45 minutes of pure smack. Goes by quick if you miss it. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as they lay the red carpet, more of them, less of me, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, then you can pass it to Smoking Jim. Smoking Jim can pass it to Clayton Trutor. And I will man the board and listen to this great show for the next 45 minutes as you have now hit 107 live listens.
Well, I appreciate the live listeners, 107. I really appreciate that. This show has really moved up in the world here, as they say. I can be reached at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin, and also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. You can catch my Sports Corner show, The Way I See It, Talking Wrestling with me and Smoking Jim Frazier, Sports Corner with me and Smoking Jim Frazier on Tuesdays. And then on Monday night, you can catch The Way I See It on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. So that's all what I have going on. And we're going to go around and see where Smoking Jim and Clayton Trutor, and then come back to me because I have a whole bunch of new information that I want to share with you guys before we get started. So, Smoking Jim, how can everyone get a hold of you?
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
All right, Smoking Jim. Clayton, welcome back. It's good to hear your voice again.
Oh, Ralph, Jim, it's so glad to be back on with you guys. You can reach me at Clayton Trutor on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, and I'd love to be your friend. I've got a new book out called Loserville, How Professional Sports Remade Atlanta and How Atlanta Remade Professional Sports. It's available for nearly 50% off right now on Amazon.com. You can also check out my website, ClaytonTrutor.com. I have a new piece in San Antonio Magazine about Ross Youngs, who was a star for the New York Giants in the 1920s and is the only Baseball Hall of Famer from San Antonio. And I'm looking forward to talking some wrestling tonight.
Great. Hey, Clayton, I got a really good joke for you. You ready?
I'm listening.
This kid was in divorce court. Judge says to the kid, son, I can't make my mind up who I want you to live with, your mommy or your daddy. And the judge says, well, I don't want to live with either one of them. They beat me. And the judge says to the kid, well, son, you got to live with somebody. And the kid says, yeah, I want to live with one of the Atlanta sports teams. They don't beat anybody.
That is certainly historically true. They've had some good runs recently. I mean, certainly with Trae Young and the Hawks, they've done pretty well. The Falcons did pretty well for three quarters in the Super Bowl, and the Braves certainly had their time last year. But, yeah, Atlanta certainly had its trouble over time.
All right, let's get started here. I have a ton of stuff we can start off with here. First of all, the latest news, WWE has changed their broadcast teams. NXT will now be Vic Joseph and Booker T. SmackDown will be Michael Cole and Wade Barrett. And Raw will be Kevin Patrick and Corey Graves. Smith guy was fired. So Tony Smith or whatever, he's been fired. So that's the story with that. And then Charlotte Flair's absence from WWE, she announced on her Twitter page that it's for personal reasons. Maybe back by Royal Rumble. Also, she was on the Steve Austin Broken Skull sessions and also said the same thing. AEW, had some more backstage drama on Andrade, was fighting with Sammy Cavallo. Andrade's involved in a match tomorrow night, guys, where he, if he loses, he has to leave AEW. Now, him and Tony, or Andre, Andrade and Tony Khan have had some issues lately, and Andrade wants to leave AEW, and Tony Khan will not let him out of his contract. So perhaps if he loses this match tomorrow night, then he'll get his wish and he can go to WWE. It's looking that way to happen. So we'll see. Ciara, formerly known as Paige, has not been cleared to wrestle. And last night on Dynamite, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, made fun of that last night. And also her uncle died. He had a gym down in Florida. He just passed away as well. MJF turning babyface, shook hands with Wheeler Yuta last night right after his match. Dan Lambert, he came on Twitter and said he's done with AEW. He is no longer coming back. Didn't give any reasons. And let me see here. Oh, yeah. Okay, her uncle's name, Paige's uncle's name is Ricky Knight, and he owns a gym in Norfolk, Virginia. And he just passed away recently as well. That's who that CR is. Her name, that's the old Paige from WWE. Okay, guys, let's get started. Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on what I had to say? And then we'll talk about the Extreme Rules card as we go.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's interesting what's going on. I can't wait to hear from my main man, Clayton. But the mix-up, the shake-up in the announce team is going to be it's going to be interesting, man, for the fans. I wonder how they're going to react to the changes.
Clayton?
Oh, a few things. It's so nice to be back on with you guys, and I love always getting on and talking with you guys and catching up on what's going on in wrestling. We've got 125 fans live right now. First of all, in terms of the Andrade business, it's tough for me to tell how much of that's a work and how much of it's a shoot. I kind of enjoy the ambiguity of it. I mean, the way it's playing out on social media, the way it's playing out on Dynamite. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. I think the more they can blur the line between reality and fiction, the better they'll do. And I always enjoy that approach. In terms of the announced teams, it remains to be seen how it will work with each of those teams. But generally, I prefer two-man booths, whether it's in wrestling, whether it's in football, whether it's in baseball. I think a lot of times having a third person there makes it a little awkward to keep the conversation going. I kind of like having the play-by-play guy, having the analyst. Oftentimes in wrestling, I think it's good to have the heel and the face both there on the announce team rather than having the three-man set up. So I'm optimistic about the impact that will have on the programs. And in terms of Charlotte Flair, I think people taking a break from time to time is a good thing. I mean, as Jim Cornette often says on his show, how can we miss you if you don't say goodbye? So disappearing for a few months rebuilds interest in characters and enables people to repackage themselves. So I think that's all fantastic. We're getting some messages in the chat. Pete from Aspen, Colorado asks to acknowledge his Avs. I grew up watching the Quebec Nordiques, so I still don't acknowledge the Avs. We've got Dennis from McKeesport, PA. Hey, Ralph, heard you last night at Tampa. Love the throwdown Harry and Mancini had.
Thank you.
That sounds great. We got Sheila from Roswell, New Mexico. Love the show. Love listening on Wednesday to Ralph and Jim, as do I.
Thank you. There you go, Smoke and Jim. We got some fanfare here, too. How do you like that?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. We have the Extreme Rules card coming up for this Saturday's pay-per-view. There's some matches involved here. We have Edge taking on Finn Balor in an I Quit match. We have Drew McIntyre taking on Karrion Kross in a strap match. Ronda Rousey versus Liv Morgan in an Extreme Rules match. Ladder match, Bianca Belair versus Bayley for the title. And then we have the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium. That's going to be a very, very physical type of a match. And with that, we can go from there with the card. What's everyone's thoughts on the card itself? We'll start
I'll
with you.
I'll start out and say I love the card. Yeah, I think it's a fantastic group of matches, and I love that it's not all the same kind of Extreme Rules matches.
And then, I'm sorry.
Like sometimes, like during TLC, which is a very similar event, they end up doing the same stuff over and over and over again. I think by offering different kind of matches, you end up building up and building up. The Seth Rollins Matt Riddle match sounds fantastic. I love strap matches, love eye yeah. matches. I think my only criticism is I feel like throughout the year they end up doing too many matches of this type just in different events. If you just build around having a once a year, there's a lot more, I think, enthusiasm for these particular kind of matches than if we don't see them all the time.
Yeah, I get by the way, I forgot to mention that match, Clayton. Thank you. The Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins in the pit match, and Daniel Cormier is going to be the guest referee.
Yeah,
there's
a whole bunch of good ones.
Match. Yeah. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Clayton said, and also I don't see anybody beating the Brutes. Am I still on? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, you're still here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Yep.
I think the Brutes are going to be them guys never lose. Even if they get beat, they beat you up so bad that they win anyway, man. They're physical. I think the fans really love them, and I don't see the EST getting beat. I think that she's on a roll right now. And Bailey's been off for close to a year, and I think she'll be a little rusty, and I think the EST will capitalize on it.
Yeah, you know what, Smoking Jim, I agree with you on that match. As far as the strap match goes with Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross, that's going to be an interesting match because that's no disqualification, and Smoking Jim and I discussed it on our show before. She has the tendency, that lady that's with him, has the tendency to get involved in matches, and I believe that could happen in this match. And as far as the pit match goes, I can't wait to see Matt Riddle get his revenge on Seth Rollins. Although, I've said this many times, you have to be careful with Seth Rollins. He's a very good wrestler. He's very clever. He's very canny. And I think that if Riddle's careful, this is his kind of match. I think he can win it. And I like the rest of the card. And like Clayton said, it's not the same old, same old. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm interested to see if Ronda Rousey's going to finally beat Liv Morgan here, or is Liv Morgan going to pull out another win out of the skin of her chinny chin chin, as they say. All right. So, anyway, we're going to have sort of an open forum here tonight if you want to talk to us some more WWE or AEW. But I do want to bring something up about AEW. If you've noticed lately, a lot of people are leaving. Tony Khan, locker room fights are going on. There's no real leader in the locker room. You know, Chris Jericho, they had a private talent meeting without the management there. It was led by Kenny Omega. Apparently people are frustrated because he's been hurt and hasn't been around. And so Omega and the Young Bucks are looking to get out. Tony Khan, I don't know what he's doing down there. But like Bob Cook says, I think Tony Khan needs to start watching old WCW videos about how they fell, because it looks like AEW could fall if they don't start fixing some of this stuff, especially this locker room stuff and guys leaving. And I said this before, and it's happening now, guys, that the talent is starting to get frustrated because there's not enough room for them there. FTR is talking about leaving. Even Keith Lee is unhappy. So is Strickland, because they haven't been on TV that much. So, I mean, you know, I said this was going to happen, and I was right. Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it before, and you're right on the button, Ralph. Like I always say, I've never met anybody that knows more about wrestling than you. You're definitely the best in the state of Pennsylvania, brother. I agree with you.
Thanks. Thank you. Clayton?
I think a problem AEW has is you have all these dudes coming out of the independents who are essentially working for themselves. then all of a sudden they're in a company where they have to work together as a team. And I think doing that long term has proven more difficult than anticipated. I think with some of the backstage drama that's apparently going on there, it could be the result of these guys, whether you're the Young Bucks or Omega, you kind of built yourself up outside the context of a company. And I think having the team concept is proving a little more difficult than expected for some of those guys.
Yeah, you're right, Clayton. I think AEW, the way they structure things as of right now, you know, a lot of people said, will criticize Cody Rhodes for leaving. But Cody had a meeting recently, Clayton, and I know you haven't been on the show, had a meeting a few weeks back with Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks had a meeting with Cody Rhodes. Rumor has it that Triple H sent Cody Rhodes to try to recruit them, and now Tony Khan is getting frustrated because Triple H, he's accusing WWE of contract tampering and things like that, and it's a big battle right now, but we're going to see what happens. Let's get back into WWE. Smoker Jim, I hate to break your heart, buddy, but it was announced recently that Mandy Rhodes got engaged.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that big ring, brother. I've seen that big ring.
Yeah, she got engaged, man. Sorry. You know, so. But anyway, also NXT's back to the black and gold. Triple H and Shawn Michaels are working on getting that back up to where it was. What's your thoughts, Clayton, on NXT and what's happening?
You know, I haven't followed their product a lot recently. I think with Triple H and Shawn Michaels being more directly involved, it'll encourage me to follow it more closely. I mean, I intended to, but I just haven't been catching it recently. But that, to some extent, tells you something about that product. The fact that I haven't, that's not how I'm choosing to spend my time, I think indicates that it kind of, you know, I've kind of fallen out of favor with it. But with their more direct involvement, I think I'm certainly more likely to take a look again. I see we're up to 314. You've got Bryce from Utica, New York, saying, can anyone tell me what they're doing with AJ Styles right now? That's a little unclear to me. We've got Albert from Poway, California. AEW does not know how to lock in their talent. That seems to be what we were just talking about. So a lot of interesting thoughts in the chat, too.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, guys. AJ Styles. Clayton, what's your thoughts on him? And I'll go to Smoking Jim.
It seems like for a year or so they've been a little bit unclear on his direction. And yeah, Bryce suggests that he will join the Judgment Day. We'll see what ends up happening with that though.
Smoking Jim.
I just can't see AJ Styles joining the Judgment Day, although he may. He's always been a headliner, but I can see him having somebody, you know, him and Omos was very good together for a while. But AJ, I think, has to be a one-man show with anybody that's with him that's just a compliment to him. So sort of like Apollo and the big guy that was with him. What's his name, bro?
Commander Aziz.
Something like that. I just can't see AJ Styles joining that group.
Well, I don't see him joining it either. But let me tell you guys an interesting thing here. The Good Brothers, they're in Impact Wrestling right now. Their contract expired. Impact has not renewed it. They are free agents. AJ Styles has made a comment that he speaks with the Good Brothers all the time. He's trying to recruit to see if Triple H will bring him back. He would join up with the Good Brothers and then bring back that faction. That would be great. What's your thoughts on that? We'll start off with you, Smoking Jim.
Yeah, that would be, I tell you what, you mentioned that before and I got excited about it. So hopefully, you know, they can make that happen and they can come to back to the WWE. That'd be great.
Yeah, the Good Brothers do want to come back. Clayton, what's your thoughts on that?
No, I haven't seen them in Impact. I didn't see them at all in Impact, so I'll be curious if they end up back in WWE. It'll be interesting to see the way they're packaged, the way they look, the way they're presented. But yeah, I've really not seen much Impact in recent times, so I'm a pretty ignorant on the subject. We've got Travis from Bucks County responding to the Mandy Rose smoking gym situation. Travis saying his five favorite ladies in the business are Mandy Rose, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss, and Rhea Ripley. My favorite would be Wendy Richter. How about you guys?
Oh, let me think here for a minute. I like Charlotte Flair. I've seen Wendy Richter wrestle. I like Wendy Richter myself. How about you, Smoking Jim?
Who's my girl? What's her name? Nikita? Is that her name? Athlete, the big blonde on NXT. What's her name?
Yeah,
I can't think of her name, but I think she'd be a good boxer too. She's sexy. I see her Instagram. Mandy Rose, of course. I mean, Mandy Rose will be at the top of the list. I always like Charlotte Flair. You've got to put the EST somewhere in the top five. That's mine.
I have something here, guys, that's interesting. Have you noticed lately that they haven't seemed to be able to figure out what they're going to do with Alexa Bliss and Asuka? I mean, it seems like they're, like, lost behind Bianca Belair. They've been helping her out, which is great. But, I mean, there has to be some kind of a scenario here where those two are probably going to want to get some kind of a title reign or some kind of a match. I see them sitting back right now. What's your thoughts, guys? We'll start off with you, Clayton.
Well, I think part of it's the difficulty of having everybody in a storyline all the time. I think the way the product is being presented now, that seems almost mandatory. And if you don't have a particular beef going, it seems like you don't have anything going on. I think hopefully with the new leadership in place, there might be a tendency to focus on a handful of feuds at a time, and everybody else is just performing as if they're a performer rather than being part of a particular storyline. So I think in the long run, that approach makes it difficult for, say, Alexa Bliss, who doesn't seem as featured in a storyline right now, to end up continuing, seeming like she's making progress. So I think the problem to me seems like a more systemic one in terms of that.
Smoking Jim.
Alexa Bliss, she's just such a talent, and now that they took away her, she used to have a little talk show, and now she's sometimes possessed with the doll, and I don't know where they want to, what direction they want to take her. She's moving back up the ladder, working with the group that she's working with right now. And, they got good chemistry together, and she's wrestling a lot more often. So we'll see. I like to see her go back to her original,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alexa Bliss and Asuka, I think they need to be putting some kind of a plan here. With this women's division, because a little bit of it's kind of confusing because you go back and forth with this stuff here. And I think they need to get some consistency, and I think Triple H is going to figure that out eventually. Triple H was made a comment. He was on a podcast recently. He said, give me until the spring of next year and I'll have this back up in order. And I think he's probably right about that as well with the WWE. Let's talk a little bit about the Judgment Day. You all know the Judgment Day here. What's your thoughts on it? We'll start off with Smoking Jim.
Well, I just think they're just a spokesman away from being a great group. You know, they're not, and Mark Mancini said this from Jump Street, they don't have anybody that has good mic skills yet. But if they get a spokesperson, something like an MVP or somebody like that, I think that, Heyman, somebody at that caliber, I think that you know, they can continue to grow and be big.
How about you, Clayton?
I think bringing MVP in as a spokesman would be a fantastic idea. Yeah, because they sort of have the modern problem of all being excellent, entertaining workers, but lacking that particular voice, which gives the team an identity. So I think that's a fantastic point that Jim makes.
Okay, we're up to 402 people right now. That is great. I want to thank everybody for
–
it's 402, Smoking Jim.
No,
I'm sorry?
What's our all-time record on this show? What's the highest
I think it's 446, I think.
We may break that today, brother.
I hope so. I really do. I really hope so.
We got more people than
I'm sorry, Clayton.
I was going to say we have more people than a WCW house show during the Jim Herd era.
Oh, by the way, I want to let you guys know and everybody know, WWE recently had to cancel a show, and I believe it was up in New York somewhere. They had to cancel a show because of lack of ticket sales. It turns out that some of these towns that they're going into, these smaller towns, they're not buying tickets. And, you know, I know the economy's bad and everything, but this is a classic example of some discussions we've had over the several months in regards to the fact that ticket prices are so high, souvenirs, food, parking, and all that. It's difficult now to try to go to a wrestling event. And, you know, with all that. And I know here in Pittsburgh, when they get desperate to sell tickets toward the, like, I'd say about a day, maybe 2 days before the event, they'll start advertising on TV and drop tickets down to $20. But you got to sit up way, way up in the, you know, the rafters and all that and hang from the rafters. That's what you have to do for that $20 ticket. But anyhow, and some of the ringside seats are like $700 and stuff like that. I mean, that kind of stuff. You know, is why people don't go to some of these events. But I wanted to let you guys know about that as well. What's your thoughts? There's been some question about WWE officiating.
Really bad PR on their part to cancel a show because of bad ticket sales.
Well, it's not the first time.
Well,
Mark said something
say,
about
think,
there was
man,
one that was canceled.
I don't care if they sold 30 tickets. They should... Part of being a professional is, you know, taking your medicine. You got to just go and perform for those people who are the 30 people who bought it there. I feel like, to me, it's worth the public relations simply to go and put on a show for those people. Whoever went out and bought a ticket.
I know.
Yeah,
good smoking, Jim.
Yeah, I agree with Clayton. I remember Temptations one time said. That's a singing group for all you young people. They said one time when their popularity was losing and they had a half-empty building and they wanted to cancel, and they said, hey, you know, these people deserve a great show as well. And they went out and performed. So, I would never cancel a show.
Yeah, well, WWE did that and Smoking Jim tonight. Out at Moon at the Robert Morris's new facility out there, the basketball facility, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa. Clayton may be too young to even know about that group, brother.
No, Clayton might know about them.
Oh, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's my kind of music.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. Big fan of soul music, punk, all that kind of stuff.
Hey, Smoking Jim, you told me you don't get into music.
Well, I've never owned any music, but I sure heard of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, you know why I heard of Earth, Wind, and Fire? Because when maybe years ago, Earth, Wind, and Fire came to the Civic Arena, and one of those people that predict things said that the Civic Arena was going to collapse. During the concert, so a lot of people stayed. It was supposed to be like 8:05. It was going to collapse, so people didn't start going in until like 8:15. The majority of them, man. Yes, I remember when it fired, man.
Oh
my! Take that chance. I wasn't going to take that chance to go against Cleo.
Okay, here we go. I just got word. We broke our record. From 446, we're at 455. Woo! So
hey,
we broke it tonight. Thank everybody for that.
Every time Clayton comes on, we set a new
record,
brother.
Yeah. Hey, Clayton, you should come on every week if you can. Try to make a, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we got George. We got George now.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say we got George from Alpharetta, Georgia, saying Braves back-to-back, and Fran from Spokane, Washington, saying keep your eyes on my Seahawks, and she's all for the Mariners. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. They made the playoffs for the first time in, what, 80 years or something? You know?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. Been a while for the Mariners. Seahawks, I don't know. I think Pete Carroll's kind of worn out his welcome, and I think it's time – for him to step away, you know. So, as far as that goes, what do you think, Smoking?
He's been there a long time, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's a legend out there, but it's hard when you lose your franchise quarterback. So, I think he should step away. But hey, what else he gonna do, man? He's a football coach, man. So ride it out till you get fired, I guess.
That's it. Okay, we still have about 12, 13 minutes left. I really don't have too much more to talk about as far as wrestling goes. It's an open forum here. Clayton, anything you want to talk about, either wrestling or otherwise?
I was going to mention about the Seahawks. I think Geno Smith has been shockingly impressive. He basically had 5 years where he didn't play at all anywhere. You know, he kind of – I feel like the Jets didn't ever give him a full shot. He kind of was a starting quarterback for a little bit, and they pulled the plug pretty quickly. He sits on the bench for 5 years, comes out and is really playing pretty well for the Seahawks. I think that's a great story this season.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. You're right about that, though, Clayton. He has been sitting around on a bench all over the place. But anytime he's played, he's done good. I mean, he really has done well, and I can't complain about that. What's your thoughts on Geno Smith, Smoking Jim?
He's lighting it up this year. I was surprised how well he played against Denver when, you know, they went against Russell Wilson. But Geno, most of his throws was on point. His problem's always been he wasn't the greatest leader in the world. You know, he would pout even on draft day. He said he's going to make every team in the league pay for passing him up. But things didn't go well in New York. But I tell you what, he found a home. In Seattle, and I think right now Russell Wilson probably wishes he was back in Seattle at times.
Oh yeah, I'll tell
you
what I want.
Who do you guys think about? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Clayton. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, who do you guys think among NFL quarterbacks would be the best pro wrestler, the best current NFL quarterback?
Oh wow. Current quarterbacks.
I would say the guy from Buffalo or the guy from San Diego.
Yeah. Justin Herbert. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Allen too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I would see them guys. Yeah. Yeah, I can't really think of anybody else that probably would be strong enough. Maybe Russell Wilson. I mean, you know, he might be. Wrestling
his
material.
His wife wouldn't let him do it. She's the one that got him out of Seattle.
I'm trying to go around the board and think for a minute here. That would be
I think Jalen Hurts would be really athletic.
Lamar Jackson, maybe.
For some reason, Jalen Hurts came to mind. Yeah, I can see him being really an athletic in-ring worker.
You know who might be Smoking Jim? Your buddy there, Baker Mayfield.
He'd be tough enough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
He's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Talker.
I just thought about that. Wow. Wow. That would be interesting to see that. Baker Mayfield putting on the tights and being a wrestler. That would be something hilarious. But anyway.
Classic would be Le'Veon
Bell.
But he's no.
Le'Veon Bell smoking Jim and Clayton. Le'Veon Bell's involved in going to be involved in another boxing fight. He's fighting a guy named Ethan Hall. What's your thoughts on that? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim, because you're from the boxing authorities.
Hey, thank you very much. I tell you what, Le'Veon Bell impressed me. He didn't impress me when he walked away from $14 million the Steelers offered him and set out for the whole year. And his last fight, he only got $15,000 from fighting Adrian Peterson. But to knock out Adrian Peterson, and, you know, Le'Veon Bell looked very, very good in the ring. You can tell he's been training for a number of years. His off-season workouts was always involving boxing. So I think that he's on pace to take on Jake Paul one day.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a good one. What do you think, Clayton?
Matchup. I think him against Jake Paul would be great. I'd like to see him fight the Harbaugh brothers simultaneously.
That would be a real good one there. That one would be interesting. Yeah. Especially John. You ever notice he has that sour look on his face every time he's on the sidelines? Especially when he screws up on a fourth down, right, Smoking Jim?
Yeah.
Screwed up
that's
last
true.
Week on that fourth down. Yeah, that was interesting. Okay, guys, we're up to 476. We really broke our record tonight. So,
oh,
man. 476. Now we're up to 500. 500. Mark says lots of comments.
Congratulations, man. Pop the champagne, bro.
We got
So go ahead, Clayton. You got the comments, right?
We got Ernie from Corpus Christi that wants to see Trevor Lawrence in the ring and Mac Jones. Yeah, I got the comments. Ernie from Corpus Christi says he wants to see Trevor Lawrence being a wrestler. He's got long hair like a lot of wrestlers do.
Yeah.
Harold from Davenport, Iowa, was saying Odell Beckham, who's not much of a quarterback, but we got someone saying Tua and Kyler would be dink and doink. Maybe I could see that, but... lots of quarterbacks in the league, I think, could have different positions in wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be – do we have any more, Clayton or Smoking Jim?
That's what we got. Last thing I see is 500, so.
Okay, great. You don't have any more comments, Clayton?
No, yeah, I've caught up on all the comments right now.
Okay, great.
I guess people wanted to talk about what football players are wrestlers, so we should be.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah, I got the, this would be interesting. I'm trying to even think of some more quarterbacks that we left out of here that might be pro wrestlers. You know, Aaron Rodgers retires. Maybe he could be one.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely. He's got his gimmick in place and everything. I feel like going back, like Kenny Stabler would have been an excellent pro wrestler. He'd been a very interesting character in the ring. Basically, all of the Raiders would have been great wrestlers, I think. They kind of seemed like wrestlers.
I'll tell you who was an interesting wrestler, and he's, I think he's deceased or he's in ICU right now. He's still, he's on his deathbed. Steve Mongo McMichael. He was part of the Four Horsemen.
He was a
former football player. Kevin Green, the late Kevin Green. He was a good one.
Yeah.
What's his name? Mojo Rawley.
I thought Mongo was a good commentator too.
Yes, he was. He was good. He had good mic skills too. Let me think. Who else? Mojo Rawley played offensive line for New England. Blocked for Brady and Gronkowski. He wasn't a bad wrestler. I don't know what happened to him, and I have no idea where he's. He's kind of gone off the surface here. Mojo Rawley. And Gronkowski was supposed to wrestle, and he screwed over WWE and went back to football.
Waffle McDaniel was on the Jets in Super Bowl III.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
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 We got Waffle McDaniel was on the Jets in Super Bowl III. He was a lineman. You got certainly Ernie Ladd. I mean, a lot of guys.
Goldberg, he was an offensive lineman for your Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, Lex Luger, Hillman was
Simmons.
Cincinnati Bengal. Yeah.
Ron
so many
Simmons
of these guys.
Played college. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Florida State, yeah.
Happy Corbin, he played for the Jets.
Did he?
Yeah, he was an offensive.
That.
Yeah, he was an offensive lineman. He, believe it or not, Corbin was smart enough. He was involved in that loss, that concussion lawsuit. He got a nice chunk out of that. He's one of the richest wrestlers in the world. You know, so.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, well, he fell on some hard luck, man. He ended up being poor, and he went to Vegas, and he got his money back, and, you know. So. he hasn't done anything either. I haven't seen him on TV lately either. So, you know. But I'm sure Triple H will find something for these guys, in the WWE. He's got to get something going. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. Anything else anyone want to talk about, Smoke and Jim, Clayton?
I saw that Sarah Lee, who had been the female winner of Tough Enough back in like 2015 or 2016, passed away. And I was very sad to see that. She was only 30 years old. She has a young family. The cause of death, I guess, hasn't been released yet. Tough Enough. She was a beautiful young woman and seemed to have good mic skills and was in great.
One other thing I forgot to mention, this Monday is going to be DX is making their appearance. 25-year anniversary of DX or something. They're making some kind of a Raw thing this Monday. And DX is making an appearance. Billy Gunn will not be there, because he's a manager in AEW now. But you got the Road Dogg. You're going to have X-Pac.
He's disposed at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to have
it's too bad,
you know, Shawn Michaels.
Is one of them who looks the best now.
Yeah, I know. He's with the Acclaim down in AEW, and his son's abandoned ship on him. So, but anyway, Smoker Jim, what's your thoughts on DX coming on Monday?
Oh man, that's gonna be good, man. I can't wait. I think also, isn't Roman Reigns gonna make an appearance?
Yes, tomorrow night he's making an appearance.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow night.
Yeah,
okay.
Tomorrow night he is. Yeah, on SmackDown. SmackDown's gonna be interesting. You got Gunther versus Sheamus for the Intercontinental Belt, and we'll see how that goes. Okay, we got to wrap things up here, guys. It's been a great Wrestle Talk show and Wrestle Talk and some other et cetera stuff. Clayton, how can people get a hold of you? And, how can anyone get a hold of you?
Thanks for having me on again. It's been so much fun talking with you guys, Ralph and Jim. At Clayton Truter, CLAYTONTRUTOR on Twitter. I'm around on Facebook, Clayton Truter. Love to be your friend. You can go to my website, claytontruter.com. My new book, Loserville, How Professional Sports Remade Atlanta and How Atlanta Remade Professional Sports, 50% off now on Amazon.com.
Smoking Jim?
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Frazier.
All right. You can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin. Also, you can reach me on, I have a YouTube channel where you can watch my show, and Smoking Jim and I were on Sports Corner Tuesday nights at 8:30, Monday night, The Way I See It, with me, Ralph Williams. And don't forget, folks, I am Pittsburgh's forgotten son. So, you know, everyone in the media in this town, except for Luther Dupree, Claudia Rosano, and Smoking Jim Frazier, they managed to forget about me in this town. So, you know, other than that, you can reach me on my YouTube channel as well. And Wednesday nights we have Talking Wrestling with myself and Smoking Jim Frazier. That's starting to become very popular. People are starting to watch a lot of it. We're getting a lot of views. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. And tonight's sponsor, DJ Fun. Don't forget to call 412-545-4317. DJ Fun is a great party DJ. If you have a party, you need a DJ, call today and don't delay. All right, it's been a tremendous show. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you, Clayton Truter. Thank you, Smoking Jim Frazier. And thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night and be safe.
Thanks again, guys. Be safe. Take care.
I had to run the show tonight because Clayton was on, so Mark just stayed out of it, which is good.